Companies like United, Office Depot, and Thrifty Rental are beginning to test speech recognition technology. AirTran is using it to provide flight information to customers. E-Trade and Schwab clients are buying stocks and mutual funds with it. Will speech recognition systems make our lives easier, or are they the next voicemail? Here with today's BizTech Report is our contributing reporter, Todd Datz of Darwin Magazine. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Jim.
Now, why are companies using speech recognition systems all of a sudden?
Well, the technology has gotten better. Speech recognition has been around for a few years, but it had a limited vocabulary it could understand. And now systems have improved to the point where many companies are putting them in place to handle routine phone calls. For example, an airline like AirTran, you'll be able to call up and get flight and departure information from a robotic voice. The reason companies do that is they can employ fewer people and basically help the bottom line.
Speaking of which, how much easier is this than the usual phone prompts of push 1 to leave a message, push 2 to be totally ignored?
Well, it's a good question. I think it's a personal preference. Many companies like a banks, you have the option of either pushing the number 1 or saying the number 1. I personally still like to push the button myself, but other people may like to say 1 or 2 or 3. So,
what about people with accents or speech challenges?
That's another good question. Part of the reason technology is more widespread now is that the software can understand accents better. You do run into problems. For example, the software may understand French accents, but there's a difference between Canadian French accents and continental French accents. So we've still got a long way to go to really get where the software vendors want it to be.
Bottom line, Todd, why can't we just talk to real people?
I wish we could talk to real people. I don't think there's anybody out there that prefers talking to a robotic voice. Unfortunately, the trend as the speech recognition software improves and it's cheaper for companies to put it in place rather than employ 500 workers, if they can knock it down to 400 workers, companies unfortunately are going to continue to do that.
And that's today's BizTech Report.